Welcome to the My Name is Human, Earth2.io podcast, brought to you by Earth2 News. My name is Human Hazy.
And my name is Human Kangi.
And my name is Human Snoke.
Who are you?
Where the hell did he come from?
Wait, we've been sabotaged.
How's it going, everybody?
Yeah, that's right. We have a new member of the pod joining us today, and he's going to be with us from now on. Snoke, we've watched you on the Snoke Show, interviewing a lot of Earth2.io people, and that's kind of what asked us to have you join us because, well, one, you know how to do video and we don't, so, and two, we like how you get some good people on your show and ask them some good questions, and we thought you'd be a good addition to the team. So tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you find out about Earth2, and what did you first invest in and when?
Yeah, so first of all, I want to say thank you to you both. I'm honored to be a part of this podcast. So I actually first heard about Earth 2 over Thanksgiving break. My wife and I were supposed to go to Las Vegas the week after Thanksgiving, and unfortunately, we both got COVID, so we had to quarantine. And
okay.
Yes, luckily nothing bad, just a few symptoms, but we, you know, we made sure that we quarantined. And after that, since we did get COVID, we didn't go to Las Vegas. So the money that I had for Las Vegas was play money at the time. Scrolling through Facebook, I saw on the Facebook ad, like a lot of people have, of Earth 2. And at first, and this was probably the day or so after Thanksgiving Day, that I first saw the ad. I thought to myself, I was like, this is kind of interesting. I like the concept of it. I like how it is. About a week goes by and I never invested. And I'm looking back into it because I saw the ad again. And I'm seeing tiles go up insanely in price, especially in the US. And I was like, okay, I got to get in. So I used the money that we had for Vegas and I invested into Earth 2. And at the beginning...
What did the honey think about that?
Well, at first I didn't tell her about it, so I was like, I'm just going, because I only actually deposited $500. That was my first initial deposit, was only $500, and that was, I think, like December 3rd or December 4th is when I first got into it.
Okay, that's pretty early.
Yeah, and so I'm, yeah. And I bought a lot of tiles in Florida, around the coast of Florida. I mean, these were still like $1 or $2 a tile, so I was just going ham and buying tiles all along the coast of Florida. About, I would say, 2 or 3 weeks passed, then it got up to $5-6 a tile, and I sold it all.
Oh.
Now I regret that because, oh man, it would have been a pretty penny right now. But I reinvested back into the game, and I still have, I have been buying a lot more tiles just pretty much anywhere and everywhere. One thing I like to do is look on the marketplace. I'm a marketplace hunter, so I will streamline through the marketplace every single country looking at best deals on the marketplace. So that's kind of how I started with the Earth 2 now.
And what encouraged you to go from just, you know, buying tiles on Earth 2 to actually, you know, being a content creator yourself and reaching out and speaking to other users?
Well, so... when I originally heard about Earth 2, it was through Facebook, and then I joined the Facebook community, and then I started, I joined Alpha Kingdom, and with Guidebook Gaming, they have the stream almost every day, so I started watching them, and then I started looking at other content creators and watching what they do, and it's awesome, you know, almost all the content creators have awesome videos, so I was like, that'd be kind of cool to actually get into. However, I wanted to do something a little bit different, and I wanted to interview people, either their content creators themselves or their people from Earth 2 that own the guilds, that own megacities, that are heavily invested in Earth 2, and try to get their ideas and their thoughts on why they joined, and maybe to try to help other people understand what Earth 2 is, why it's so big, and what it's all about.
And that's a lot about what Cole and I, are about.
Okay, the face is out there now. We talked to Juan. So, you know, no privacy left. But
that's a lot about what we're about, is learning from other people about the game and kind of sharing that with the community. And that was one of the things that made us reach out to you, because kind of had a similar mindset. Kind of, we're after the same thing. We want to talk to people about a game that we love.
Definitely.
Yeah, and the other thing too is, being so early into this process, we know there's a lot of different strategies, right? There's no surefire, guaranteed best way to go about playing the game as it stands. So it's a great way to cross-pollinate and find out what other ideas people have out there.
That is one thing, you know, definitely.
So I see a Super Mario shirt on Snoke. What shirt do you have there, King? I can't see.
It's a Dale Earnhardt shirt that says, today is a great day to kill God.
Nice.
I don't know how well I've got this lined up. I've got a pentagram here on my man boob. got devil horns on the other man boob. I think this is overall pretty representative of my ideology, which is to say non-existent. There's no politics here. There's
I was going to say no deeper meaning. Note to self: don't go to Kingy's house.
I mean, you'll see some creative T-shirts, but not a lot of consistency, not a lot of brain cells.
So when you're not buying tiles or making content, Snoke, what do?
You know, I try to spend a lot of time with my family. We have my wife, we have a 5-year-old son, and then soon to be in November, we'll have another baby born. So we're excited about that.
Congrats. Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we're definitely excited about that. Other than that, I mean, we love just enjoying life. We love being outdoors. We love visiting new places. We love to travel. In the States alone, I've been to 47 different states, and I've been to 5 different countries. So we plan on...
What 3 states haven't you been to?
The 3 most extreme: Maine, Alaska, and Hawaii.
Okay.
Yep.
So I have actually been to every state. So
nice. Yeah, that's one thing I want to accomplish.
Well, if you need any tips on Alaska, that's where my family's from. So, you know, I can tell you where the good watering holes are, at least.
Oh, that's definitely good information.
Kangy always knows where the booze is.
Yeah, yeah. I am my father's son. You know me well. Well, you know, I'm really excited overall to have you on the show, Snoke. I'm sure as we do more episodes, we're going to, you know, learn more about each other, learn more about the community as we move forward. But we got some stuff to talk about today. We've got... You know, there's not a bit of big news week, but we do have, you know, a few things to tend to, mostly related to Shane's communication. Surprise, surprise.
His communication.
So, you know, let's start with the first one, and it's one that I'm certainly excited about in particular, which is the announcement for an Earth 2. I don't know if it's an Earth 2 credit card, an Earth 2 debit card for a bank account. I think it's a credit card, right? That's the idea. So, of course, it's couched in a Shun sort of statement. We don't know when it's coming, but, you know.
And also another riddle.
Yes.
Yeah, there's another riddle. I'll kick it over to you, Hazy. I mean.
All right. So we'll just read the tweet out to get it started.
That might be the best way to go about
it. Just finalize the deal that, all caps, will enable us to pay out, all caps, anyone holding one of these. Already outlaid an initial 6-figure sum to, all caps, solve another problem for our users. Sincere enough? E2 cards, all caps, it will be a thing. Limited first edition and more coming. Hashtag solving problems. Hashtag moving forward. So the all caps that I emphasize, will anyone solve it? So basically, I think that's referring to the previous riddle tweet he did a few weeks ago, and that no one has sold it yet. But obviously, for me, I'm tired of the riddles. Just give me the good stuff.
Same.
So what does this potential bank card mean? Is it going to be a debit card? Is it going to be fiat currency? Is it going to be blockchain? That's the big question that he always leaves unanswered. He doesn't he throws something out there, but there's so many unanswered questions, and that really impacts whether this card has value or is just going to be another distraction.
Well, I mean, you know, my initial thought is that, you know, it does represent sort of more attachment to traditional fiat currency in some ways. I don't, I think some people in the Discord were very concerned that this represents like truly moving away from decentralization, which I don't necessarily know that that's the case. I think it's possible for those two things to coexist to a degree, but ultimately, I think a lot of users are still going to want to at least withdraw their money, in many cases in fiat currency. And I think this, you know, goes a long way towards solving that problem because some banks haven't been as easy to work with, from what I understand.
Yeah. So, Snoke, are you going to get an E2 card?
It honestly has to depend on what it is because, as he said, it's E2 card. It's not E2 debit card. It's not E2 credit card. It's just E2 card. So, myself, I have not been involved in cryptocurrency as much as I would like to be. I'm learning more about it, even like with fiat currency. So, if it would be something like that, I probably would get it just so that I can get my feet wet into it. But yeah, it's going to be interesting, definitely.
Yeah, I think so. I think so too. And it really depends on what the card does. Like if we get rewards points for buying tiles, sign me up.
Definitely.
That's a very good point, actually. You know, one of the most, from what I understand, lucrative parts of like credit card companies' model is getting companies to sign up to offer things, you know, plane tickets, free miles, cash back, whatever it is. I mean, it's potentially just another, you know, lever that they can pull to potentially, you know, access more currency. But I ultimately, I'm excited. I know some people are pretty skeptical about this, but then again, I think people are skeptical and concerned about basically anything that they're able to be skeptical and concerned about. So,
Well,
yeah.
especially with the lack of communication, and really this has been Shane's only way of communicating pretty much for the last month is just sending out a random tweet.
Well, I mean, I think that that brings us to the next tweet, which for me was the hardest to read into initially, and I think caused the most stir, which was, and I quote, "Pretty damn annoyed right now. Updates coming."
Oh yeah, that like almost freaked me out a little bit. I'm like,
Yeah.
So
Well,
I contacted my inside source. Hey, did you guys have a fight? Are you is there a problem? And then but Shane followed it up pretty quickly afterwards, and it was due to the rollout that he had had earlier in the day where there was a lot of problems. There was nothing was working basically. They rolled out some updates and it was all broken. So he basically said like half an hour after the initial tweet. Just a few things in the latest rollout that I wasn't aware of. Nothing serious. Fixing a few things, and we will update the site again shortly. But to me, it was interesting that he tweeted out his frustration, that he didn't just keep that internally. It told me that he's a little stressed out right now.
That
Oh,
kind of
go
brings
ahead,
me,
Snoke.
well, that kind of brings me back to, do you remember a tweet of his? It was a couple months ago, actually, but where he was on a plane and he said, "Oh, it's so quiet. I can not have any meetings, not have any phone calls." So it kind of reminds me of how, like you said, he must be really frustrated for just to him tweet that one little part out. So it definitely worried me when I first saw it too.
Yeah, I mean, there's beyond the actual game development, there's all this talk about, you know, additional sort of partnerships and other deals that just have to be adding a lot to his plate. And as we know, as Hazy has covered previously, the man never sleeps. So, you know, one thing I was thinking is that it may be a way for him to sort of also apply some pressure to, you know, the web dev team, which has been subject to some, you know, criticism in the Gen chat. I
Oh,
thought that it may be a
they,
way of him
I mean, let's be real.
apply.
They've been terrible.
There have been a few things that have not gone well.
I mean,
I'll phrase it as delicately as possible, but yeah, I
I'll be
think
as
there's
blunt as possible. They suck. I mean, the fact
Yeah,
when
it's
they did the initial once in bid and they did it backwards, I mean, that's pretty basic. Ah, hello, kitty
Yeah, that Murray's going to be a regular guest, so you'll just
cat.
have to deal with that.
Are you gonna go, hello, Murray?
I'm going to try my best not to. I'm very concerned. There's going to be a day she likes to climb on the shoulders, and there's going to be a day where she really digs in, and I let out a shriek that's forever recorded in podcast history at that point.
I'll make sure to clip it and make it into a GIF.
That sounds amazing.
This is why I did not agree to this before. But I'm sorry, Hazy, I distracted from your point.
No, it's good. It's good. But basically, they do the most basic things, and they can't implement it correctly. And to me, that's a big concern when you're running a massive project like this, and you can't do the most basic things. You don't test your implementations correctly, and people. I mean, right when it goes live, it's broke. That means to me, they're not testing. And if they are, they're not testing correctly.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the one area of concern for me is really when it comes to those time sensitive events, like say for future holiday related events, like the Easter egg hunt, you know, or a release of a new nation. Like we still have a few closed nations right now. If we have those sort of time sensitive, we're doing this at say noon, and then when they flip the switch on their end and it doesn't work, I think that one, it's, you know, a huge embarrassment because you have so many eyes on those particular failures. But two, it ends up, I mean, it delays a lot of the other things that we have down the road. Like now we have to continue to work on, you know, these custom flags and whatnot. And, you know, it just seems like there could be better applications of time. But I don't know. I mean, Snoke, what's your read on these, you know, basically Shane's frustration with the web dev team, or what we assume that's what it is?
Yeah, I would have to agree on that, mainly because, you know, well, let me back up a little bit. So when they first started going off about Essence and EPLs, and, you know, that was months ago when they first informed us of that, and these smaller releases that are happening, they are cool. Don't get me wrong. Like you can do your own flag. You can change your description or your bio of your name. Those are cool updates. But some of the people I know that are waiting for Essence to roll out, waiting for EPLs to roll out, and maybe it could be that Shane is a little bit distracted by that instead of their dev team's not really working on what he wants to work on. And so it could be a little conflict there.
I would think, though, that his role is to guide that, to prioritize what needs to be getting pushed out. I think the reason the Essence and the EPLs aren't coming out right now is because they're waiting on contracts to get finalized and waiting on how to integrate all this financial and economic stuff into the game. And it's not as easy as just plugging it in because they're trying to tie things together. And when they're tying things together like that, it makes a lot of moving parts, and it makes the implementation a lot harder for web development. And I think that's why it's taking so long. But for me, just tell us that. Tell us we're having problems. This is a little bit more complicated than we thought. We're sorry for the delay. We have something coming. You know, just talk to us. Let us know. Because all he's doing right now is creating that sense of unease with the community. Not necessarily with me. I'm pretty patient, but both Kangy and I, and I'm sure you, Snoke, we sit around and watch the chat, and we see the frustration of people, and that concerns me because I want everyone to be enthusiastic and passionate about the game, and when you're not having communication, you kind of lose that a little bit.
Yeah, and I do think that some folks, by nature of how young some of our users are, there's going to be some people that are I'm not saying they have unrealistic expectations, but perhaps high and hard to meet at times, and approaching unrealistic. And so with that, you know, it's not going to be easy to satisfy those people, but it's also important to try to keep their interest up because this is not a conventional investment or something like that. You know, it's not really as many folks say online, it's not an investment. We're not investment advisors. This is ultimately a game. Well, with that, you have inherently less patience in the user base. And so, and there's also going to be, you know, new games, new metaverses. It's a different sort of thing when it comes to interacting with your community. So, yeah, I think that a little bit more transparency, even if that transparency is bad news, people would probably be more reassured by bad news than by no news.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's funny that you bring that up. So on the website, earth2.io, under the ideology page, it says Earth2 aims to bring people and technologies together by creating a robust location-based games and technology platform which supports strong virtual communities and economies. Earth2 will be about people and the virtual representation of places which brings them together. For this reason, we believe it's critical to be transparent about our goals, plans, and approach with our community and followers from an early stage.
But they're kind of falling short of that.
I agree.
Well, I know that at least in some cases, at least the line from the business is, well, we've got partnerships in flight. We have some things that are subject to non-disclosure agreement.
And they're also worried about copycats. But still,
Yeah.
you can't play scared the entire time.
Well, and there's probably instances in which you can avoid spilling state secrets while also sharing, some difficulties or obstacles you come across. I don't think that every I think it's possible to get a little bit more information without Shane showing his entire hand, I guess is what I'm saying. But maybe it really is that proprietary. Maybe.
Right,
Yeah.
it could be.
Well, and
yeah.
the way sites like After Earth and VPark have been just directly ripping them off, I can understand why they're a little hesitant to put stuff out. But again, you don't have to put everything out, but put something out. Put something that gives people hope.
Right. Well, and I think that transitions really well into the last of Shane's tweets, which actually involved the new sort of screenshot, right? He put out like a screenshot that Farron had shared with him. Am I right about that?
About doing the
So
NFT.
right, so so he at least knew to couch that, with something that might generate some more community enthusiasm. So
Yeah, being able to put up a banner, kind of representing your clan, your guild, your personal identity,
right.
just something that is customizable and unique.
Although I know that maybe this is a topic for another day, but seeing some of these screenshots, seeing what we saw with the Easter egg video, maybe tile art won't quite look the same way when we get to the game
Yeah,
that
and
folks have been
we
envisioning.
were talking about that with Walker and Meta earlier in chat about will phase two ruin tile art? And we can talk about that a little bit. I think it's an interesting conversation. It's possible it will if they don't do something about the way things are displayed. The one way I argued you could make tile art work is by having different colored buildings and putting your buildings on the plots. And then you can kind of match up the buildings to match the tile art. For example, my love hotels that I'm going to be creating are
Oh.
a specific number. So if I make my buildings all one color, you will be able to see those numbers clearly from a view. But it also depends on the view that we're going to be playing the game in. Will we be playing it from a top-down view, or will we be playing looking at it straight on? So that's gonna Like, if you're looking at it straight on, it's going to be really hard for tile art to actually work. But if you look at it from a top-down view or have a choice to do that, then it'll still be playable.
Right. And Snoke, do you have you invested in any tile art, whether, creating it yourself or buying it off the marketplace? Has that been something that's of interest to you?
So, I actually interviewed Tech Ops a while back, and we kind of discussed this a little bit as well, because he was heavily involved in tile art. Myself, I am not involved in tile art. To me, I don't see the r real reason of owning tile art other than it being or it looking neat on when we're looking at the map. The reason being is because I remember a long time ago when the devs were in chat and general chat, they said that a building may take up two, three tiles. So with that, I don't think we can put one building on one tile of land.
Yeah, and that's the thing. A tile is only 10 by 10. If you're building a skyscraper, it's going to be a lot more than that 10 by 10. And so what the tile art people are going to have to do is kind of coordinate how big a building are we putting on these tiles. And the tile art is a very specific section of a mega city. So I don't think it has to necessarily be a massive building. Like, they can specifically put up small buildings in these tiles to kind of work with the artistic vision they're trying to get. But again, it's going to really come down to coordination, money, like, because you're gonna have to use Essence to do all that. So I mean, it's and that's one reason why I've never gotten into it. It just seemed like a really high cost of investment for little cost of return potentially. Now, if that tile art draws advertisement revenue, then it makes sense.
Right. That's the thing is, at the stage we're at and knowing what we currently know, it just seemed like a lot, like you said, to put your money behind, not knowing exactly how that'd be displayed in game. And another thing that I think is interesting too is, I believe Wolfgang alluded to this before, and we'll see how it actually works, but certain assets being of a certain size and requiring more tiles, right? Like you can't build a football stadium on a single tile. You need more than that. You were talking about that with skyscrapers. Well, if you have this very bizarrely shaped piece of tile art that's maybe it's huge, it's like 400 tiles, but if it has all these odd gaps that other folks have filled in, and how would you actually display this monster asset, on an unconventional shaped piece of land? I don't know. Maybe
Yeah, I mean,
I'm
and I
asking too
mean,
many questions, but yeah.
just look at the first number of the number I'm using is six. Imagine someone plots something in the hole of the six.
Right.
If they make it too tall, it's going to interfere with my surrounding building. So, like, that's
Definitely.
another. I mean, you're talking about kind of tricking. But someone I know who loves tile art is the real Joker. He just spent another 3 grand plus on a one tile purchase, and it's obvious it's for one reason and one reason only, and that's to build more tile art. So transitioning with that, we have the Joker. It's not his mega city, it's the E2 capital, but he kind of pushed the announcement and kind of started the spur of that. So tell us a little bit, Kangi, what that was all about and about the other new mega city that popped up this week.
Yeah, absolutely. So we had two mega cities pop up this week. One you've named the E2 capital, and the hub, the main country is Vanuatu. I hope I'm saying that right.
Well,
But basically,
that's why I
in
threw it to you, so you would get
hey,
it.
I'm doing my best. I'm the one that can. I'll take the arrows in the comment section. But over 40,000 tiles sold in the span of, I want to say, about 72 hours. And in addition to that, we also had this megacity pop up in Latvia, which was, from what I understand, largely South Korean investors. And I believe the name of it is actually, oh
Soul
gosh, I
City.
can't. I know that South Korea, is that what it is?
Soul
I know
City.
that it refers to its South Korean users' roots. But that too sold over 40,000 tiles, and that seemed to have happened in like under 36 hours. I mean, it was extremely fast. It seemed extremely coordinated.
Yeah, that's the
I've
thing. It was
heard that
really
there's
coordinated.
some
It was
like
really
voting
coordinated.
rights and right. It was and yeah, quite a few different users. So, Snoke, I'll kick it over to you and just get your initial impression. What do you think when you hear these sorts of numbers in, frankly, nations that are not the ones that one would immediately expect as far as a mega city. You hear that 80,000 plus tiles sold in these two nations over the course of a few days. What was your first reaction to that?
We'll first talk about the E2 capital. So, I think just because the Joker said that, I think that's why so many tiles were purchased around there. I think the Joker has a strong presence in the community, and I think that's why people want to be around him and what he brings. So I think that one. Now, South Korea, the Latvia mega city that was built, it's been crazy how much South Korea has been blowing up. Even in South Korea, like, their land value I think is at $19 right now per tile.
Yep.
But the money that they are bringing into the game and buying all these different places, like, they have a very strong, basically a will like on what they want to do, and they're doing it. No one's telling
Yeah.
them no. So
And it's called ESOL. I just looked it up.
ESOL,
Oh,
yes.
awesome. Okay, thank you.
So
And yeah, I mean it's oh, go ahead, Snoke.
Well, I was just wanting to. I had a question about the E2 Capital. Do either of you know why it was called E2 Capital, or was that just a
So,
name that was brought up?
like, 30 of the top players on the leaderboard kind of collaborated with the Real Joker to kind of put the base work out. So to them, it was a connection point for some of the top players in the game to kind of invite everyone to join them and, you know, have a strong hub, so to speak.
Nice. Okay.
That and they have egos and they want to be the center of attention. Let's be real.
But I do think, you know, it goes beyond being, say, Joker's mega city, but because, as you mentioned, Snoke, he's got such a presence. What he does, you know, carries so much water and motivates so much buying that if, you know, if you're involved in a project behind the scenes with Joker, of course, that's going to be your spokesperson if you want more investors, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's buying what he's doing. So
that's like if some big celebrity came on and started buying tiles in a certain area, people would flock there.
Definitely.
Yeah, very true. I mean, everybody's talking about, oh, what if Elon Musk or what if one of the Paul brothers? Well, until they start doing it, you know, the Joker's what we got. So
if Elon Musk went into Austin, Texas and started buying USA tiles at $56 a tile, people would start paying $56 a tile for USA tiles just to be near him.
Well, let's see if the Joker's taking note of this. Let's see if we see some more, you know, fresh United States tile purchases.
I do not want a USA megacity because I will not be able to plop down my numbers there.
Right.
Yeah. That's it'll be a small hotel in that case.
Yeah, a one tile hotel.
Well, that I did want to ask both of you. You know, we talked about Joker's influence. Did seeing these purchases in these places encourage you to buy, you know, more than you already had? So, like, Hazy, I know you, for instance, you already had some Vanuatu, but
yeah, because
when you saw these numbers, did you go buy?
I did. I bought as soon as they announced it, but I had kind of known this was going to happen ahead of time because Harley Quinn, aka the Real Joker. I mean, he says it's someone else, but I don't know if I believe him. But Harley bought a bunch of tiles in Vanuatu. And so I bought some near Harley. I'm like, well, they're up to something. I'm just going to buy some just in case they do something crazy. And it ended up paying off because the tile price soared. So I got in pretty much at the floor there. And, but I did buy some new, around the center just to have some tiles around there. I didn't buy much because I already had a pretty significant presence, but to me it made sense to, I mean, I made like $5 lit that day. I mean, it's not much, but I knew there was going to be lit from that day. I knew people were going to start buying tiles, and I knew if you acted right away you were going to be at the bottom end of the price range rather than people buying 12 18 hours later. And so I did the same thing with Latvia. I didn't know about that one, but as soon as I saw them announce it, I went and jumped and bought like two or three plots. How about you, Snoke?
Right.
You know, as I said at the beginning, I really have a hard time buying new tiles. I like going for the deals, so I'm a marketplace hunter. So I've actually looked on the marketplace for a couple plots in those countries. I did buy one in, I'm not even going to try to pronounce this country's name, Venezuela, I think it is. But I did buy one off the marketplace. It was a, like 60% discount. So, that's what I try to do. So I'll keep on looking at the marketplace.
both Kangi and I are typically the same. We're marketplace players. We don't buy a lot of new tiles. This is the exception for me, is when there's a land rush, so to speak. So Cole, Kangi, did you buy any?
So I didn't buy like fresh tiles like y'all are talking about. And I totally missed out on the Vanuatu stuff. You had actually told me beforehand, but I'm a knucklehead. And then by the time I saw the numbers, I thought, kind of missed the boat on this one. But I saw the Latvian numbers, and actually one of the Discord temporary mods, Water, sent me a message in the morning that was like, do you know what's going on? 16,000 tiles have sold in Latvia in the last 15 minutes. I said, what are you talking about? You know, that's outrageous. And of course, the numbers bore it out. So I did immediately go to the marketplace and buy 750 C1 tiles there, a single plot for like $550. And then I bought 420 C2 tiles for they were pretty well discounted. I think about $150. I know it was about 39 cents per tile. So basically it was a little over 1100 tiles, but I did recoup about 2% of my initial investment just on lit from those days.
Yeah,
and you they were still bought, really low prices. So
you bought it when it was discounted maybe 40-50%, but by the time the price rise, it's now discounted 60%. So
exactly.
you can list it for more than what you paid for it, and it looks like a discount because the price rose.
Exactly. And because, you know, and if you're able to get in early on that, if there's other people that end up having the same idea, they'll be clearing up that marketplace even more.
Yeah.
But, you know, you could wait 24 to 48 hours and the marketplace is totally changed. It's kind of barren. Then you come in with the tiles you bought a few days ago and make at least a little bit of a profit. You know, it's an easy 10 to 20%.
Yeah.
And you have that kind of land.
And this is why that guy is number 9 on the USA leaderboard.
Yeah. I have my moments, but you know, I have not been able to, you know, crack the top 50 on the overall leaderboard like somebody here.
Right?
Yeah, that was a lot. That was a lot of work, I gotta say. I mean, but it was fun. It gave me something to do on Earth too. So, yes, I made the top 50 this week. It took a lot of sales. $1, $2, $5 at a time. Some trades with friends, which helped out. You know, he saw a property I'd like. I'd say, okay, you buy it from me, and I'll buy something from you. So we would basically exchange property, but instead of bidding once in, we would pay full price. So,
right.
So I
yeah,
mean,
and I mean, a lot of the things I bought from you, I actually, you know, intend to keep. So, you know, and you were buying stuff that I had listed. So it actually worked out well for the final.
Yeah, and I'm just
final
gonna,
push.
I'm just gonna flip it, but I mean, to me, I wasn't gonna keep those properties I got rid of. I would have ended up flipping, and I felt they were better in someone's hand who would actually like covet them. Like,
right.
So like the Pearl in Qatar, it's a beautiful property. I would just sell it. You're like, oh, that's amazing. Give it to me.
I
want to ask a question.
I don't know what I want to do yet, but
real quick, how many tiles do you have, or how many properties do you have for sale right now?
They're all for sale right now, but today after we're done with this podcast and I get everything uploaded, I'm going to mark everything back up. So if you get this podcast in the next 2 hours, you might get a discount, but after that, things are going back up to 10-20% markup on what I paid for it. Right now, it's $1, $2, $5. So, like, you can get a 750 tile plot for me, $5 more than what I paid for it.
Nice.
So, Snoke, you need to put the video up right away.
Right.
Do not go shopping.
You know, that's one thing. Like with my properties, I after I made that big mistake in the beginning and basically sold all my properties for $5, $6 a tile. I'm not selling any tiles right now. I'm just keep on buying myself. So
yeah, so I'm gonna keep selling, but I'm definitely gonna, the ones I really like, I'm gonna mark up substantially, although that hasn't worked out for me well. People keep buying those too. Like I had five tiles in Gibraltar, land tiles. I paid $100 for them, so $20 a tile. So I'm like, okay, I'll put it down for $150. No one's gonna pay $30 a tile, but our good friend Turnip Farmer, he snatched them.
Yeah, that's. I mean, it's kind of a champagne problem, and speaks to how
it's a good problem
hot
to have.
This marketplace can be. Is you set a price that you just assume is too high, and somebody still buys it. So
yeah, like
I
like
mean,
the peninsula in the My Name is Human mega city. Like I set the price high figuring no one's going to buy class 2 crap. But then I put the content creator bridge down and someone like, ooh, that's interesting. I will buy all those plots. Thanks,
well,
Diggerot.
That's actually a fantastic point to talk about though. That's interesting is, you know, we've seen it happen with Joker's purchases and Harley Quinn's and these other users. You know, you start inviting people into your mega city. Some of these profiles are being very like heavily monitored by members of the community. So
it was obvious from that. Yeah,
exactly. You see that little bridge and, you know, the content creators are followed profiles. So
yeah.
Yep. ziggurat.
It's like I was joking. I created that just so I could easily track all the content creators' profiles. That wasn't the real intent, but now it's one easy place to go.
Right. Well, you know, I did want to talk a little bit about, you know, we've talked about Joker a lot today. I'm sure we're going to talk about Joker a lot forever. But
hopefully.
We did. I think so. I think Joker's here to stay. I'm happy to see what happens. But we did have some speculation, another content creator in our community, with some speculation about the real Joker's identity.
Yeah, a former guest of the pod.
Right, Mitch Pym, absolute savage, coming through with some, you know, potentially earth-shattering news. Earth-2-shattering, excuse me.
So,
but
it was kind of a mystery. I mean, and the point he made, you can put the pieces together. And basically what he did, he looked at the real Joker's original Discord conversations. And he wasn't called the real Joker then. He was called Outlaw. Okay, and if you looked at his profile back then, he had a picture of like Evolution Finance, and he had BST in his Earth-2 username. So Mitz kind of put all those pieces together and said, look at this, and pulled up a Twitter profile, pulled up a LinkedIn. And we're not going to name the guy here just because, out of respect for the real Joker, and just because it's not 100% proven yet. It is just speculation. There is no way. I mean, it's a strong connection. I can see where Mitch is coming from, but it's not proven. But what does it mean if this person is the real Joker? It's an important person in the blockchain community. And so there's a reason to think that this is a positive thing for Earth-2. And so, Snoke, what do you think about Mitch's video and what this possibly means for the community?
You know, for him to actually dig that deep, first of all, he must have a lot of time on his hands. but I think everybody is curious to know, like, who the real Joker is. Even myself, I've reached out to him to see if he would do a video interview before, and he says he doesn't do videos, sorry. And I was like, okay, no hard feelings, that's fine. But I think there's a little bit of a mystery behind it, and I think people like that, so I think some people could be kind of saddened by this.
Fits right into the whole premise of Earth-2 and their founders, because mystery is the name of the game.
Indeed. But,
Yeah, I mean, I think that the Joker has added a lot to the community as far as a game that is not really playable yet. It's kind of remarkable to generate that sort of attention, but
yeah, I mean, and he's done that. He's gathered communities together. He's gathered people together to create a mega city with the top 30 players. I mean, yeah, it might not be his mega city, but I'm sure he was a cohesive force behind it.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, as far as, you know, what it means and what the identity of the Joker, you know, how that's going to impact things moving forward, my opinion is it really won't. I mean, I think that, you know, some people can draw whatever conclusions they want, but ultimately money talks, and the Joker, you know, both spends money and encourages a lot of other people to spend money.
Yeah.
So I think that's what really drives this community in a lot
of
ways.
To me, honestly, it doesn't matter who the Joker is. It could be Pee Wee Herman, and I would be excited.
I mean, very talented comic, so that'd be a great addition to the team. And yeah, I'm working on an '80s megacity, man. I could use Pee Wee. So, you know, if you're listening, if you're out there.
All right, Paul Rubens, you heard him.
Yes, exactly.
All right. So, I mean, but that's the thing is, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what the name of the person is. It's what they're doing. And what he's doing is a positive impact right now. And I just hope it stays that way. That's my only concern is I don't want him to be like some characters that have come in, done up a bunch of hype, and then taken off. I don't want him to be that guy.
Right.
I don't think he is, but I don't want him to be that guy.
I think he sees a lot of what Earth-2 can become. And I mean, just making like some of the early buys he's done, like outrageous buys to like me, it seems outrageous, but again, to each their own. But I think he's here to stay.
Yeah, I don't disagree. You don't spend $20,000 on a property just to hype people up.
Right.
If you do, I want you to be my friend.
Very
Well,
true
who knows?
statement.
Maybe the Joker's out there listening. Maybe someday, maybe we can get a phone call. Maybe we can get an email question or something. If you want to do
Yeah.
video, we'll get
Or
him on.
he can just come on wearing the Joker makeup. That would be amazing.
See, now I'm alarmed because now I'm picturing a scenario where all of a sudden the Joker just appears behind Hazy. A podcast is no longer safe. We've been truly. It starts with Snoke and then it ends with the Joker being in my house. So we've got to
No
lock
one
down
can
the
happen with
privacy here.
technology these days.
All right. Whatever you do, don't go watch it tonight.
Yeah. Well, I know that if the Joker gets me, the British guy will turn that clip into an NFT. So somebody will make money off of
He turns everything into an NFT.
that.
Whatever you
No, I'm
do,
just joking, British guy. He'll
yeah.
have you.
Don't fart on the air. The audio clip will become a NFT.
Yeah,
Right.
exactly. Oh man. Well, you mentioned farting on the air. I think that dovetails. I'm gonna do this transition so poorly, but I'm gonna do it anyway. We've got a lot of other ways that we want to connect with our listeners, right? We
Yeah, for
don't
sure.
want to just be a podcast. We don't want to, today is our first time on video. But we don't want to stop there. If we are going to fart on the air, we want it to be in a Discord chat. We want you to be able to email us about it. So, I've set the stage well. I think that Hazy, you're the best person to talk about what our future plans are. I think you've got the big vision. So, what is the My Name is Human future? What do we have in
Well,
store?
I mean, we've been taking some steps already, taking the audio and putting it on YouTube in audio format, bringing Snoke on to help us with the video, having a third person to shoot the shit with. I don't know if YouTube censors, so I'm gonna watch myself.
Nope, you're good on
We'll play it
Basically,
clean. We'll play it clean.
but basically, to just talk R2 with, and but there's, like I said, we love the community, we love the game, we want to be out there for the long term. So we're going to do more things. We're going to rebrand the website, get a brand new look, brand new design. It's going to be focused more on the podcast, which I know some people that like the R2news.com site are going to be sad, but I'm still going to write news articles. But it's just going to be really noteworthy articles, things that matter. I'm not going to write, "Oh, Shane tweeted today, yay!" I'm not going to write those type of articles. I'm going to write. Now, I will continue to do the Discord chat recaps because people love those, and they always get a lot of views, and it's a really good resource for the community. So I will continue to do those. But we're going to have a Discord chat. Thank you, Kingy. And we're going to set up an Instagram, set up a Facebook, have email. We're going to have a website where people can come interact with us. We're going to do a Twitch stream eventually where users can come on and ask us questions while we're talking. We're not going to be like doing hype trains and a million giveaways. We might do one giveaway at the end. And if you want to subscribe to us, so be it. I mean, we're not, to us, it's not about making a lot of money. It's about just sharing the love. But if you want to give us money, we'll take
Indeed.
it. Yeah.
But
Yeah, that's
more
where
get
that's
more guests, more interviews. We will be doing things that involve the community, and we want you all to be a part of it. So this is our first actual YouTube video. So as I've heard many YouTube content creators say, smash that like button,
Yes.
hit subscribe,
Yes.
and comment because it's good for the YouTube algorithm.
Definitely. And then also make
Yeah.
sure you hit that
And also,
notifications bell.
yeah, that. Yeah,
And
that. Snoke's our resident
also,
YouTube.
I would love to see people's questions in the comments, things that they want to hear us talk about, folks that you want to see us try to get in touch with to bring on the show.
Actually, you
You
know
know,
what?
you know where to reach us.
Impromptu giveaway.
Oh.
Comment on this video, and I will give you a $50. I will pick a on our next episode. I will pick a $50 value worth of plot to send to a random commenter. So comment on this video. There's only one comment, you win.
Come make sure you
There
comment
you go.
Yep.
Oh
Wait,
man.
I'm not pointing at my. Don't even.
Well, yeah, if you want that free land this time, talk to Hazy. I'm not, well, Hazy will talk. Maybe I've got the freelance for this one, for the giveaway.
Yeah, but we'll figure something out. It'll be worth $50 market value, so it might not actually be worth $50, but the value will be $50, and it'll be something good. Probably in
it'll
the megacity.
$3.99.
Yeah, probably in the
megacity.
There
mega
we go. City. Yeah. I mean, if I'm gonna get property away, it might as well be in the podcast megacity.
So let me ask you this: is there going to be a secret word that they have to comment below?
No, any word, anything.
All right.
They can just say poop. they can say poop, and it will count. And now we're gonna get 20 poop comments.
You know how many people are going comment poop just now for that?
That means but you know what that means? They actually listen to the whole
yes,
show.
Yes, indeed.
So that works for me.
That is a good measure of Hazy's influence. And then they can, what, bit a cent on the linked profile or something.
Yeah,
we'll,
for
we'll
sure, for sure.
Out.
All right, so I think that's about it for today. Kangy, Snoke, you have anything else to add?
Yeah, I've
had a fantastic time today. And
yeah,
Snoke, go ahead. Take it
away.
Yeah,
I had a fantastic time speaking to both of you. And again, thank you so much for letting me be a part of this. I'm excited for what the future holds for My Name is Human podcast. And let's rock.
All right. Well, that was the My Name is Human Earth2.io podcast, brought to you for now by Earth2News.com. In the future, it will be MyNameIsHumanPod.com. So a little sneak peek into the URL. So thank you, everyone, for being here. Until next time, Hazy out, Snoke out, Kangy out.
Get up off your knees, girl.
Get up.
Stand face to face with your God.
Your God.
And find out what you are. Hello, my name is human. Hello, my name is human. And I came down from the stars. Hello, my name is human.